Will the Lord be with you? I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here today, our guests, visitors, our regular folks. We are glad you could come out and be with us here today. And there's something unusual going on. The sun is actually shining, so we are blessed. If you've forgotten what it is, that is the sun, and it's out, and we're blessed to have that. Remember, all of our folks that are out traveling and about, we do have several folks that I do know are traveling this week. The vicar and his wife are at a youth event down in Charleston. It's a NALC, Carolina's Mission District event. They were invited to come be a part of that by the district folks, and they wanted to be there for that. So we're glad they could be. So pray for them as they come home. And I know they're going to have some good things to tell us when they get back. Several announcements and concerns for you. Do not forget that OMGs, this Thursday, OMGs, 6:30, over in the fellowship hall, and hope that each and every one of you can be there. Also, I understand that Jake and Nancy Nance have an anniversary today. Happy anniversary. Does it look like you're going to make it at this point? Think you're going to make it through? I think they're going to do all right. Now, happy anniversary and many blessings for many more. 58 years, I understand. 58 years. 57. Well, we had you one more, so 57. 57 years. That's an amazing thing. We're glad for that. Many blessings for 57 more. Also, receive this. They're asking prayers for Angie Josie and for Alan Coleman. Their father fell, broke his hip. Had pneumonia set in also for him. So please be praying for their father if you would. Keep him in your prayers if you would. Also, there's one of these little yellow things in your bulletin. This is for the Easter egg hunt. It's coming up on the 13th of April. We would love to have you come participate, be a part of that, sign up, help, do whatever you can. It's a good cause and a great, eventually the Easter egg hunt will get about as big as our trunk or treat is around here. That is a big event for us, and we want to have the community come in, and we want to do everything we can to help out and just share the gospel with people through a little bit of candy and an Easter egg hunt and enjoying that with folks. So please sign up and be aware of that. Also, the altar flyers are given to the glory of God and in loving memory of our son, Frank Guida, with love from mom, dad, family, and that's from Marietta Guida and the family. So beautiful flyers, and thank you all for that, and I hope that Frankie does that, if you will. We're going to be back Monday, 10:30, 7 p.m., and we do pray that you come out and be with us, communion prayer, and we're going to do the best we can with that. So come on out and be with us. Do not forget to look at our blog site. That is doing wonderful. We do pray that you would look at the blogs and check those out, share those with a friend, help us out with our common sense theology. Also, the Sweet Potato Queens are going to be raising some money for the Cancer Center up in Salisbury. They are going to have on March, is it the 30th or 31st? The 30th, March the 30th. Okay, 4 to 7 in the fellowship hall. They're going to have chicken noodles and all kinds of good stuff, and I hope you come out and support them. Great cause. That is a great need in our community, is that cancer center, and we do pray that you come out and support them with this endeavor. So be aware of that. Also, the Easter egg hunt, again, April the 30th coming up. There will be, on March the 31st, there will be a combined Sunday school class. I'll get it out. In the church, so be aware of that. Is there any other announcements maybe we've missed? Perhaps we don't want to miss anything. I want to take this time to thank you for your prayers. Been under the weather pretty bad. Matter of fact, I thought you'd be digging a grave last week about this time because I was feeling rough. I really was. But thank you. I've had pancreatitis. I'm still dealing with it. We're going to get over it in time, but just keep praying for us, and God bless you for all that you've done, and thank you. At this time, I guess we will all stand as we're able for our confession and our forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let's have our children come forward for the children's message. Well, how are you all today? Boy, that's sad. I'm sick and I'm doing better than that. That's pretty sad. Well, I hope y'all are doing good. I hope you really are today. You are? Good. Okay. Well, let me ask you something. What color do we got on here? Purple. It's kind of a weird thing to have purple on in a church, isn't it? Doesn't it kind of seem a little bit weird to me? It's pretty. You don't think so? Well, it's kind of pretty. It is kind of a little bit weird to have purple on in a way. But the reason we do, the reason we've got all the purple stuff out, and I'm wearing purple stole, and yeah, the choir's got their purple on, is it's Lent. It's Lent. We started this journey called Lent with Ash Wednesday, and we put ashes on, and we come in here and we're a little bit somber, kind of a little bit more. Don't sing hallelujah in the church for a while and things of this nature. I wonder why we do that. Why do you think we celebrate this thing called Lent? Well, let's talk about it for a second. There's a reason, and it's because we need to understand about ourselves, and we need to repent. That means we turn and we stop sinning. We also need to look inside ourselves. Even though we're young, some of you are young, you still need to look inside yourselves and see, am I really following Jesus? Am I doing the things that God would want me to do? Am I being pleasing unto Him? Each and every person out here needs to do that during this season. No matter the oldest person in this sanctuary down to the youngest person, they all need to look inside. And we all need to remember that Jesus loves us, He cares for us, but He also wants what's best for us. And in doing so, that means we need to look and see where the sin and where the strife is in our own lives. And I pray today that you would look inside yourself and maybe see, am I doing what God would have me do? You've got a few more weeks left in Lent to do that, but that's what this whole journey is about. And then, very shortly, we will come and we'll get to sing hallelujah again after we have had this time of repentance and reflection. And then you know what happens? You know what happens after that? What day happens? I'll give you a hint. There's eggs and stuff involved. Easter! So we're going to keep on this journey until we get to Holy Week, where Easter shows up and then hallelujah happens and God blesses us and we know that we're forgiven and truly been redeemed in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we do pray today that we would all repent, look within ourselves, take responsibility for ourselves. God, that we would all work on our relationships, that we would take responsibility, and that we would also be very respectful of the house of God. And I pray today that you would help us do all those things. We ask it all in Jesus' name. All right, you guys can get a sucker and go to children's. Oh, man, you got some good ones. I like that, Mason. That looks good. There you go. Very well. Now, as the children are leaving, let's stand as we're able for the apostolic greeting in the Kyrie. Excuse me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, look upon the hearty desires of your humble servants and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to be our defense against all our enemies. Grant this, we pray, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated if you Jesus. Please pass the peace to several folks before we sit. Peace be with you there, big boy. Yeah. Be with you. Glad to have you today. Peace be with you. Oh, I'm going to make it.
Take care.
Oh, I've always had that. I've always had naturally curly hair. But my grandmother never had a perm in her life, and she had curls all over. Oh, I did. I got that honest. Peace be with you, David. You got to watch here. Peace be with you, my brother. Peace be with you. How you doing, Sam? Peace be with you, buddy. Peace be with you, my brother. A little bit. Peace be with you, Hubert. Peace be with you, my friend.
Oh, we're going to worry. That's a mother had it one time.
It's fun.
She was in the hospital a couple weeks.
It's fun. It's fun stuff, I'm telling you. Peace be. I'm gonna keep a light schedule this week.
Okay.
Peace be with you.
Do you remember me?
I do.
Uh-oh. Clarence will remember.
That's a Walmart experience.
I guarantee it. Peace be with y'all. Be with you. Straighten up, Nelson. I'm about right. That's what I figured.
Good morning.
Morning.
First reading today is from the 26th chapter of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people lay hold of him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shalon, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant'?" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priest and the prophet said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city and all the words you have heard. Now therefore, mend your ways and your deeds and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will relent of the disaster he's pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in the truth, the Lord sent me to speak all these words in your ears." Here ends the reading. Now let's read responsively from Psalms 4. "Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I am hard pressed. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Know that the Lord does wonder for the faithful. When I call upon the Lord, he shall hear me. Offer the appointed sacrifices. Put your trust in the Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine and oil increase. The second reading comes today from the third chapter of Philippians. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk accordingly to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross and Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. Here ends the reading.
Now the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings? You were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. If you would allow, let's begin with a word of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for these words. We do pray today that you would open our hearts and minds to you, that you would help us to hear your words to us today, and God, you might give me the right things to say. We ask it all in your blessed and holy name. We're at a point in the Gospel of Luke where things are happening at a rapid pace. Just one thing right after the other. Just this happens, that, boom, 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 until we get to the point where we are today. And the last thing that Jesus says right before this part of the text in Luke 13:31, right before this in 30, verse 30, he says that the first will be last and the last will be first. And then he moves on, and all of a sudden, the Pharisees show up. And they say, "You got to get out of here." Now, there is a misnomer about the Pharisees. The Pharisees are not always at odds with Jesus. That comes as a shock sometimes to think about, but they are not always at odds with Jesus. Many times they are. And many times they are the absolute enemies of Jesus. But in certain cases, they have more in common with Jesus than they do with others. And it's kind of the case of the enemy of my enemy is my friend type of thing. So they want to get him out of there. They say, you got to get out of here. And the reason they're kind of with Jesus is because they believe in the resurrection, and Jesus teaches the resurrection also. The Sadducees, not so much. They don't believe in a resurrection, but Jesus does. So the Pharisees not always against him in totality. But he says, you go and tell that old fox hair, you go and tell him, said he wants to kill you, but you go and tell him all the things that are happening, what's going on in this world, all the miracles that I'm doing, all the things that are happening, and that God is moving in this world. You go back to our other text, and we see denial of what God is doing and the people who God sends, and Jesus is no different. We see a denial, and here Herod definitely wants to deny Jesus, and also the city of Jerusalem wants to deny Jesus. And you see, we have to come to a realization, especially at this time of Lent. The reason this text is placed here at this season is because we are those who sometimes oppose the gospel and oppose the work of God and those that God sends. Now we say, well, no, we don't do that. Yes, we actually do. And I include myself in that, because we are not always willing to hear the hard things that Christ and that God has for us. You see, we want to do our own thing. It is human nature to want to fix our problems. Now, there are some people today that amaze me. They don't care if anybody, they're just waiting for somebody to come fix their problems, as long as it's not Jesus. But generally, we want to fix our own thing. Well, the thing is, the problem that we have called sin, called the thing that we were born with, we're born in sin. We just are that way. It's just our disease that we are born into, and we have. We talk about the way people are born, well, they're born this way, they're born that way. Guess what? You and I were all born dirty, rotten. Every one of us was born a dirty, rotten, stinking sinner. And we don't like the fact that we can't find our own righteousness. That's human problem. We want to find our own righteousness, but we have to accept that it can only come from one other place. It can only come from God. It can't come from ourselves. So therefore, we fight against God. We end up being the ones who fight against him, while all the while he is fighting for us. And in the end, it all will turn around, I promise you. But he goes on and he says this: I must go today and tomorrow and do what I have to do. He's talking about the 3 days that we're waiting for that are coming up. And then he says, and on the day when you will see me, he says, you won't see me again until that day when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, if you don't believe that we're not the people who are the ones God fights against, who is actually, we're Jerusalem, Jerusalem. That's us. We're going to get to the good part of this in a moment. We are Jerusalem, Jerusalem that kills the prophets, stones the prophets, does that. But if you don't believe me, think about the folks who he's speaking to that were actually there. And he is prophesying about what will happen on what we call Palm Sunday. On that day, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Here comes the Messiah, the Christ. They're all for him that day. But just a few short days later, it's the same bunch that was hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. You know, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They're the same folks yelling, crucify him. Crucify. Get rid of this man. Kill him. You see, that's us. We're fickle. Humanity is fickle. I'm not blaming us in any certain way. I'm just saying that's us. That's who we are. That's our essence. We are the ones that he is calling out here and that Jeremiah calls out and that Paul calls out. We are those who fight against the gospel. You and I, every one of us. From time, we don't intend to do that, but that's what we do when we don't follow Christ in each and every way. But here's the good part of it. Even when we were what? Dead in sin, Christ died for us. And what does he say? He says this. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets, stones those who are sent to it." He says, "You kill the prophets that I send to you. You've stoned those that I have sent to help you. Those that I sent to spread my word. Those that were here to help you." It's like going to the doctor's office and the doctor trying to help you. And instead of you accepting the doctor's advice, you hit the doctor in the head with a prescription pad or something. It's the same type of thing. Except this is even worse. They're actually killing those who were sent to help them. Jerusalem drew those who stoned the prophets and killed those who are sent to it. There's a great song that was written by a Christian artist many years ago. His name is Ray Bolts. And he wrote a song called "The Hammer." Kind of illustrates this point. They are nailing Jesus to the cross. He watches the entire thing, the trial, the mock trial. He sees the scourging, all of the things that are happening to Jesus. And he's the loudest protesting in the song. What has this man done to deserve? This man has done nothing. He's only brought good and righteousness and decency to people. He's only healed people. That's all this man has done. He's done nothing to deserve what is being done here. And then he gets all puffed up at the last as they're there, and you hear them driving the nails into Jesus. You hear the hammer hitting the nails, ringing off. And he stands up and he gets all puffed up and he says, "Whoever it is that's doing this, you come and face me like a man. Come and face me. Fight me. This man has done nothing." And then he turns and he realizes, as he looks, that the hammer's in his own hand. It was him that was driving the nails to Jesus all along. We did it. You and I did it. That's what this time of Lent is all about. It's about understanding that we drove the nails into Jesus. Yeah, we can blame the Roman soldier that was there that day. We are the ones who had the cat of nine tails, who was beating Jesus. It was us. It was us. Why? Because we deserved to be there. He took that punishment for us. It was us. So before we get all puffed up and want to fight the people that are doing this to Jesus, let us realize it is us that is doing it. And that's what this time of Lent is. It is a time for us to look inside ourselves and realize the sin in our own life. My life, your life, each and every life here. It is time to take a deep look within and to understand that God has better for us. He wants better for us. He desires better for us. And he has provided so much better for us than we truly ever deserved. And he says, "How often would I have gathered your children together, Jerusalem? How often would I gather them together?" He wants to gather us together. He wants to gather us all together. "As a hen gathers her brood under her wing." Now, some of you are much more familiar than I am with this type of imagery. Maybe you have chickens that have had some little chicks, but they're going to gather them under the wing. He says, "I love you so much. I want to protect you. I want to cover you from even the things that you're doing to yourself. I want to protect you from this world. I want to protect you from everything that could come against you." Just like a mother hen covers her chicks. He said, "That's what I would like to do." How many times I've wanted to do that for you, says Jesus to Jerusalem. He's lamenting. He's heartbroken. His heart is breaking. The heart of our Lord and Savior breaking. And he says this, you were not willing, my God. Help us be willing. Help us to be willing to let him do the work that he wants to do within us. How often have I not been willing to let God do the work in my life that I should have let him do? Now I'll ask the other question, how often have you not been willing to let God do the work in your life that he so needs to do? That's what Lent is about. That's what this journey is about. Understanding that we are a fallen and a sinful people and that we need him to cover us and to protect us and to take us in. And instead of being unwilling, we need to be willing participants in his grace and his mercy. He says, behold, your house is forsaken. Our nation, our churches, many of our organizations wonder, what in the world has happened? We've been unwilling to let God do what he has wanted to do for us. We've been unwilling in many ways. And I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Remember this. Jesus loves you more than anyone could love anybody. More than any parent could love you. And I know many of your parents. I know, and I have heard those of you whose parents have passed on, I have heard stories about them. I know you were loved. I know you were cared for. But God cares for you even more. Jesus cares for you even more. Just as a parent, when we get out of line, that loving and that caring parent, when we get out of line, will bring us back with discipline in line where we need to be because they care about us. They didn't. They just let us go off and do whatever. Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying, oh, how I'd like to bring you all together. Like that mother hen, love you, care for you, and protect you. But you've been unwilling to let me do that. I pray today that we would be willing, that we would look inside and say, God, I am willing to let you minister and heal me. Maybe there's brokenness your life. Maybe there's hurt. Maybe there's despair. Maybe there's sin. Maybe there's depression. Who knows what it is? But God wants to minister to it today. He wants to help you. All you have to do is be willing. He will heal you. He will touch you. He will help you. I'm not saying it's going to get better overnight. It may. But I can promise you he will start you on the path to a new and a different existence. Now, let us confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name. Join your unending. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people, in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray the way our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated if you will. And at this time, we invite all baptized Christians to join us in the Holy Eucharist today. We do have gluten-free. If you need that option, please let us know. We'll be doing a continuous communion today. Let's all stand as we're able for the post-communion blessing. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace, and lead you in life. And now may the Lord's face shine upon you, God's grace rest with you, and may this Lenten journey help you to see deep within, to repent, know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.